This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Professor Scott Gaylord with us on the program. Scott is professor of law at the Elon University School of Law in Greensboro, North Carolina, and he is also an allied attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom. An expert on constitutional law, Professor Gaylord was recently retained by the leadership of the North Carolina General Assembly to represent the state in its ongoing efforts to defend North Carolina's Choose Life specialty license plates. In July, Professor Gaylord, along with Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys, petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on North Carolina's legal battle over the Choose Life license plates. And we're going to be talking with Professor Gaylord about that petition, as well as the lawsuit challenging North Carolina's Choose Life plates and the important issue the Supreme Court is being asked to consider in this case. Professor Gaylord, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your program, John.
Well, we appreciate it and appreciate all the efforts that you are making on behalf of the state of North Carolina. Now, in the summer of 2011, the North Carolina General Assembly, as a matter of background, passed legislation authorizing the development of 70 additional specialty license plates in North Carolina, bringing the total number of authorized specialty license plates to close to 150 in our state. These tags allow North Carolina motorists to express their support for colleges and universities, for NASCAR drivers, for sea turtles, for watermelon, and even shag dancing and square dancing. Among the 70 additional plates that were approved by the General Assembly was one including the message, Choose Life. Apparently, this pro-life message was so offensive to some that they felt a lawsuit was necessary, and as a result of that, a significant legal battle has ensued over this. Professor Gaylord, as we get started, tell us briefly about the Choose Life license plates and where the money raised from the sale of these plates would go.
Certainly. As you and your listeners probably know, North Carolina's Choose Life specialty plate marked the culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of different people in North Carolina and across the country. As you noted, in North Carolina, the General Assembly must approve each specialty plate, the background, pictures, and wording. The Choose Life plate was approved as a non-first-in-flight plate. So instead of having the typical Wright Brothers plane with first-in-flight on it, instead it had a distinctive picture of two small kids, water, sand, and mountains in the background, and then the words Choose Life across the top. The legislature also determines how much each plate will cost and where that money will go, as you suggest, and the Choose Life plate would cost $25 extra above what you normally pay for a standard issue plate, and $15 of that would go to the Carolina Pregnancy Care Fellowship, a private organization that funds and supports crisis pregnancy centers in North Carolina. Under the terms of the legislation, none of the money raised for the Choose Life plates could, quote, be distributed to any agency, organization, business, or other entity that provides, promotes, counsels, or refers to abortion, end quote. Thus, I think North Carolina was hoping to use the specialty plate to promote childbirth and sort of a pro-life message through the message on the plate, but as well as through its funding of the Carolina Pregnancy Care Fellowship.
And shortly after the license plate provision was passed in September of 2011, the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the Choose Life plates. What is the basis of the ACLU's argument in that lawsuit?
Yeah, the lawsuit basically asked the federal courts to enjoin, that is, to stop the production and distribution of the Choose Life specialty plate. In effect, the ACLU said that North Carolina could not issue a Choose Life plate unless it also issued a Respect Choice plate or some similar pro-choice alternative. The basic argument deals with the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, and that's the central point that's been argued throughout this whole process. The ACLU contends that when a quote-unquote reasonable person looks at a specialty license plate, she would think that the driver is the person endorsing or promoting the message on the plate and not the government. As a result, the speech is considered what's called private speech, and the government is limited in its ability to restrict private speech on such important issues. And just generally, we don't want the government going around being able to silence people, and you know, discussion is an important part of our society and our government. Moreover, given the number and variety of specialty plates, as you mentioned, approaching 150 or more, the ACLU argued that North Carolina had actually created what's called a forum for private speech. That is, it's allowed all these different groups to come in and express their message. Therefore, North Carolina cannot restrict other messages. It can't discriminate in particular on viewpoint on a given subject. As a result, if North Carolina is going to allow a choose life plate, then it must also permit other views on abortion, such as respect choice. I think it's important, though, to note that the ACLU never asked the federal courts to require North Carolina to issue a respect choice plate, right? Only that if North Carolina had the one, choose life, it must also have the other. I think the end result is that the ACLU is really seeking to censor North Carolina's choose life message, which, you know, we argue is inconsistent with the purpose of the First Amendment, which is to protect speech, not to censor or to limit speech.
Also, considering all the attention that North Carolina has received in this legal action and so forth, we must have been on the cutting edge and the first state to consider choose life plates then. Is that correct?
No, it's been an ongoing struggle and battle across the country. A lot of different federal courts have looked at and analyzed what's going on with choose life plates. I think that what we've seen, though, is that those courts are not consistent in how they've decided those. And so that's sort of the issue here. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and a couple other states, issued the opinion, and that becomes sort of, if you will, the law of the land. So we have to follow it. But that opinion is inconsistent with some other jurisdictions. So what we end up with is a sort of mix of different decisions, not really clear what the proper standard is, and we're asking the United States Supreme Court to step in and clarify that standard.
Well, and I appreciate your clarification on that, and I wasn't trying to set you up. It's just ironic that there are Choose Life license plates that are currently legal in 29 states across the country, and as you alluded to, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, in almost an identical case out of Tennessee, ruled that Tennessee's Choose Life plate was actually constitutional. And so, as you said, we have different federal appeals courts that have viewed this issue differently. Tell us, as far as the North Carolina litigation is concerned, where do we stand from a legal standpoint at this time?
Yeah, at this point, what we've had is a series of decisions striking down or enjoining the North Carolina plate. So the federal district court originally entered a preliminary injunction and then a permanent injunction saying you can't do it. The state of North Carolina, through the attorney general, appealed that to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, as we mentioned, and the Fourth Circuit affirmed. Now, again, the Fourth Circuit applied a four-factor test of its own creation, a test that the United States Supreme Court has never considered. In fact, the Fourth Circuit says expressly the court's never looked at this test that we're using. But they applied that test and determined that the speech was private speech, and as I mentioned, as a result, said that North Carolina was involved in what's called viewpoint discrimination, allowing a pro-life message but not a pro-choice message, and therefore struck it down and said, you can't do it. If you want to have a choose life plate, fine, but you'd also have to allow a respect choice plate.
Well, Professor Gaylord, I know that you and ADF became involved in this case at the request of the North Carolina General Assembly. What do you believe led the leaders of the General Assembly to want to intervene in this case to defend the state's Choose Life license plates?
Well, one of the things that led up to it, after the Fourth Circuit issued its opinion, the state has roughly 90 days, 3 months, to decide whether or not it wants to ask the United States Supreme Court to hear the case. And this is what they'd file a petition for a writ of certiorari, is what it's called. Fancy way of saying, would you please hear the case? We want you to take it on appeal. Near the end of that three-month period, the Attorney General's office informed the General Assembly that it would not pursue review of the Fourth Circuit decision. And so this is very near the end of the filing deadline. And if you miss that deadline, you can't do anything. I think at that point, the General Assembly, whatever its internal conversations were, decides, you know what, we want to step in and intervene in the litigation to protect the North Carolina's right to defend its duly enacted legislation, that is the Choose Life plates. North Carolina sought to, I think, safeguard its ability to say what it wants through its specialty plates without being forced to carry messages with which it disagrees. At that point, the Alliance Defending Freedom and myself and I got involved and offered our assistance and expertise on this important issue. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals granted their motion to intervene so that they became official parties after the Attorney General said it would not defend. And then the Supreme Court granted an extension of time. Since we were running out, we're so close to the deadline, Chief Justice Roberts granted an extension of time. We were able to file the petition, and we'll go from there.
Well, we're so glad that you're involved in this and really appreciate our legislative leaders taking that role and intervening in this case. Why is North Carolina's battle over Choose Life specialty license plates worthy of review by the U.S. Supreme Court, in your opinion? What determinations will the Supreme Court make as it's reviewing this petition and determining whether or not it's going to hear this case?
Yeah, it's an important question. What happens is the Supreme Court has broad discretion when deciding what cases to hear. There are very few cases that it must hear. So it's called the rule of four. You have to get four justices who are interested and who vote to take on a particular case. Now, there are no exhaustive list of factors that the court will consider, but it frequently considers the following three things. First, whether there is a circuit split. That is, whether other federal circuit courts across the country have reached contradictory conclusions. Second, whether the case raises a novel and important issue of federal constitutional law. And then finally, and third, whether the lower court decision conflicts with existing precedent. I think in this case, we argue and believe that all of those factors are met. As you mentioned, this the idea of choose life plates has been heard in different circuits across the country. To date, the seven circuit courts that have considered challenges to choose life or other specialty plates have reached at least five different decisions. Two circuits have refused to hear the cases at all on jurisdictional grounds. As we mentioned, the Fourth Circuit applies a four-factor test. The Seventh and Eighth Circuits apply a single-factor test. As you mentioned, the Sixth Circuit says, nope, you can have choose life license plates, and they're a form of government speech. And then the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals just decided another specialty plate case last month in which the majority, it was a 2-1 decision, expressly stated that the Supreme Court has not articulated a standard in this area. It ultimately adopted the single factor test from the Seventh and Eighth Circuits. So I think it sets up nicely that we have a circuit split. We have a mixed speech test at the Fourth Circuit. It's a four factor test that the Supreme Court has never applied. And there's an inconsistency, at least we argue in the dissent, and the Fifth Circuit argues, with prior Supreme Court precedent.
Now, let's go back for a few minutes for the benefit of our listeners to the ACLU's general argument in this case that the state should be forced, really, to offer motorists a pro-abortion license plate if it offers up the option of a pro-life license plate. Is this a valid legal argument, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, as we've talked to or expressed to the court through our petition, there is a lot of confusion among the court. So not surprisingly, the ACLU relies heavily on prior decisions of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals and their four-factor test. I think the problem is, though, that the Fourth Circuit's test is inconsistent, so we argue, with recent Supreme Court decisions that really view the level of government control to be the key feature when deciding whether the government is speaking. As I mentioned, this thing called the government speech doctrine. The government has to have the right to speak for itself and to express the views it wants to express. I mean, part of governing is setting policy and making statements in a variety of areas. So it needs to have that right. This case really then challenges the ability of third parties to force the government to convey messages with which the state disagrees. Right. That's exactly what's going on in this challenge, so we argue. Right. They're trying to force North Carolina to issue respect choice plates. The problem is, right, if this is correct, then North Carolina can be forced to issue all sorts of license plates that contradict its desired message, and it may be in other contexts as well, to issue statements and policy positions with which it disagrees. Having issued In God We Trust, Support Our Troops, and Kids First plates under the Fourth Circuit's analysis, right, North Carolina now could be forced to issue something like, I don't know, In Atheism We Trust, Undermine Our Troops, Kids Last, those types of plates. Or, you know, given that choose life and respect choice are not the only viewpoints on abortion, North Carolina could be required to issue plates expressing a myriad of views on abortion: pro-life, pro-abortion, anti-life, anti-abortion. Fetuses are persons. Fetuses are not persons. You know, you can imagine the list going on and on. I think the view is the First Amendment does not allow third parties to control and dictate the government's message, where, as in North Carolina, the legislature has complete and effective control over that message. In those situations, it's the government message, and if you don't like it, what the court has said before, then you need to vote for the new legislators, right? The power of the vote's an important power. And you need to exercise that if you disagree. You can't just use the First Amendment to censor speech.
Well, we will certainly wait with great anticipation to hear what the court decides on that. Well, Professor Gaylord, unfortunately, we are nearly out of time for this week. I know that you have written a law review article on the Choose Life license plate issue. Tell us, if you would, where our listeners can go to read it.
The article is called Kill the Sea Turtles and Other Things That You Can't Make the Government Say. The article was published in the Washington and Lee Law Review. You can look on www.ssrn.com and search for Scott Gaylord, and that will take you to this article and some other articles that I've written on religious liberty and some other things.
Excellent. Professor Scott Gaylord, thank you so much for being with us today on Family Policy Matters and for your great work defending North Carolina's Choose Life specialty plates.
Thank you so much. A pleasure being on your program.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.